Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the continued report on patient Charles D. Smart. This continues with Dr. Cottle's address and fax number. The fax is 530-872-2615. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Charles Smart for neurological evaluation with his recent history of the development of bradykinesia associated with motor slowing, musculoskeletal stiffness, ataxia, and tremor. New paragraph. Charles was seen in the emergency department at Enloe Hospital with a history suspicious for Parkinson's disease, with the findings of fluid retention in his legs and a history of a coronary artery stent. New paragraph. It was identified to be on omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily, and aspirin, 81 milligrams, and underwent an extensive evaluation with a significant report by Dr. Vincent Balardi, B-A-L-A-R-D-I-M-D. Findings of moderate distal internal carotid artery stenosis, relatively normal electrocardiogram showing sinus bradycardia, a relatively normal complete blood count, comprehensive medical metabolic panel, normal reference range troponin, and BNP, screening chest X-ray showed no unusual findings. The C-reactive protein was elevated at 10.4. His clinical examination was clearly consistent with features of Parkinsonism. New paragraph. Charles reports that clinical symptoms of motor slowing, tremor, and ataxia with a tendency to fall backwards when he stands up suddenly have been ongoing for several months. He denies having any history of serious falls. New paragraph, his neurological examination today shows that he's alert-oriented, but expresses himself with a mental sluggishness. His insight is preserved. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. The immediate, recent, remote memories are all intact. New paragraph, his deep-tended reflexes are preserved. New paragraph, motor examination demonstrates gross motor slowing on ataxic testing with reduced rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction techniques discloses mild to moderate inducible neuromuscular resistance in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, ambulatory examination shows a festinating gait with reduced tandem heel and toe. Romberg's test is positive. New paragraph, his cranial nerve evaluation remains preserved with no evidence of motor asymmetry or atypical facial movements. Tongue is in the midline. The oropharynx is capacious. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Charles Smart presents with the new manifestations of Parkinson's disease. Recommendations. In consideration for his current history and clinical findings, I am initiating him on carbidopa-levodopa 25-100 intermediate-acting tablets to take initially three times a day, PO. New paragraph. A prescription with handouts on the medication has been provided today. New paragraph. We had an extended face-to-face discussion regarding his current findings and my anticipation for improvement in therapy. New paragraph. We also discussed prognosis over a period of time, and I indicated to him that adjustments of his treatment regimen and follow-up would be important, as well as consideration for further referral for invasive brain stimulation in the future. For therapy, should there be rapid progression? New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for follow-up med check reevaluation in a few weeks as we move forward. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then at period.